We started from the east. We went to the south, and in the emotion part, we went to the west in our journey. That's like any ceremony we go to. We start our ceremonies in the east, and then we'll finish in the northern direction, which is our life journey. We finish our journeys as older people in that direction, which is the mental part of our journey. I think the mental part is there because we're capable then to stop and think and look at our journeys and foresee the journeys of our people. Because we have the capability to be mentally intact, to know a lot of things that are needed in our communities, in our people. We have time to think. We're not so rushed, not so physical anymore. We went through our emotional stage of life. Now we are sort of the thinking part of the community, of the family. We are the ones that make decisions for families. We're supposed to be the brain people. If we've looked after ourselves, we get to that stage in our journey. And in this place, we also have that relationship with the youth who are looking to us from the south. And we're in that stage for a certain amount of time. Then we go back into infancy. You often see old people starting to forget, starting to act like children. They need help to walk, to be fed. We go back into that spirit world of being an infant one more time. In Aboriginal society, that was accepted. When you see old people go into that stage in their journey, beyond their mental capabilities and back into that infancy, spirit. They talk a lot about their childhood. Remember it like it happened today. Remember those stories so vividly, but they won't remember much about their adulthood or their youth. They'll remember because they're going back into that journey. My grandmother used to talk about how they played and how they climbed trees. She was 92 years old, and she would tell me stories about when she was little, being a child, because she was going back into being a child one more time.